Hello and hola. This is your One Football World Cup briefing, coming to you straight from our AI newsroom. Let's hear the biggest football stories of the day.
The United States home World Cup dream has come to a dramatic and painful end as Belgium dismantled the hosts 4-1 in Seattle in what has been described as one of the most controversy-laden weeks in recent World Cup history. The buildup was dominated by the chaotic reversal of Folarin Balogun's red card suspension, a decision FIFA has still not properly explained, which came after U.S. President Donald Trump contacted FIFA President Gianni Infantino to request a review. The move drew widespread criticism of both the federation and the political pressure surrounding it, and ultimately made no difference on the pitch. Belgium wasted no time in taking control, with Charles de Ketelaere scoring twice in the first half, the second from a Leandro Trossard cross after the U.S. defense offered almost no resistance.
After the break, two defensive catastrophes sealed the tie. Goalkeeper Matt Fries was dispossessed outside his own area, allowing Hans Van Aken to fire into an empty net and make it 3-1, before a Chris Richards error let substitute Romelu Lukaku drive home Belgium's fourth. The United States' only goal came from a deflected Malik Tillman free kick. The night was made worse by yet another injury blow to talisman Christian Pulisic, who had already struggled throughout the tournament after picking up a calf problem in the opening group stage match against Paraguay. Against Belgium, he struck Youri Tielemans's boot while attempting to shoot and was forced off in the 59th minute in visible distress. Head coach Mauricio Pochettino believes Pulisic twisted his ankle and hopes the damage is not serious ahead of his return to AC Milan for the 2026-2027 season. The young U.S. side had won genuine admiration for their enterprising football earlier in the tournament, but that goodwill has been largely overshadowed by the off-field controversy of recent days. Belgium will now face Spain in the quarterfinals on the 10th of July, after Spain edged out Portugal 1-0 in a tense contest, with Arsenal's Mikel Merino scoring the decisive goal deep into stoppage time in the 91st minute. Belgium may, however, have to contest that quarterfinal without Amadou Onana, who suffered what appeared to be a serious knee injury during the match and was later seen on crutches wearing a knee brace. Portugal's World Cup dream ends in disappointment as Spain advance. Portugal have crashed out of the World Cup, beaten by Spain in what was almost certainly Cristiano Ronaldo's final match at the tournament. The Portuguese squad, widely regarded as one of the most talented in the competition, failed to make that quality count, with Ronaldo managing just 19 touches in over 100 minutes on the pitch. Coach Roberto Martinez built the entire team around the aging superstar, yet Portugal rarely played to his remaining strengths, most notably his aerial ability, leaving him isolated and ineffective. Spain, the European champions, were themselves far from their best going forward, with Mikel Merino coming off the bench to score the decisive late goal after a largely uneventful match drifted toward extra time. Spain's defensive solidity was a key factor, with right-back Pedro Porro producing a standout performance alongside the brilliant Lamine Yamal. The result raises serious questions about whether the Portugal setup, so heavily centered on Ronaldo, ultimately held back a squad whose midfield and attacking options are the envy of many nations. With both Ronaldo and Martinez now seemingly gone from the international stage, Portugal must now reckon with how much potential was left unrealized at this tournament. Dan Byrne becomes England's unlikely World Cup hero. In a game already packed with jaw-dropping moments, it was a giant Newcastle defender who stole the show as England beat Mexico 3-2 in their World Cup clash at the Azteca Stadium. Dan Byrne came on as a substitute in the 75th minute, with England already down to 10 men following Jarrell Quance's red card, and proceeded to make 6 clearances, more than any other player on the pitch. No substitute brought on that late in a World Cup match had made as many clearances since 1966. The defining moment came when Raul Jimenez unleashed an overhead kick towards goal, and Byrne blocked it face on from point-blank range, with the kind of commitment that inspires statues.
Byrne, who began his career at non-league Darlington before working his way up to his boyhood club Newcastle, said he never once imagined he would be playing for England at a World Cup.
He described the atmosphere at the packed Azteca as crazy, adding that the noise during Mexico's national anthem nearly left him deaf. Speaking after the match, Byrne said he would never forget that night, and that everyone back home watching at 2 in the morning should be very, very proud of the performance England put in.
Thanks for listening. This World Cup briefing is based on reporting from OneFootball and its news partners, and was produced with the support of artificial intelligence and Artically. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, errors cannot be completely ruled out, and we therefore accept no liability for the content. Thank you for your spirit of innovation. Enjoy the podcast and the FIFA World Cup.